From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas's two U.S. senators, Republicans Tom Cotton and John Bozeman, joined the slimmest of majorities this week to strike down a new rule allowing for class action lawsuits against banks and credit card companies. It's a blow to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, created after the financial crisis of 2009. Democratic Party of Arkansas Chair Michael John Gray joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Senator Cotton, who has been invited to talk on this program, he's twice said in a statement that this arbitration rule was stupid, is the quote, and it would hurt consumers and lead to a whole bunch of frivolous lawsuits and stifle financial institutions. Democrats and some Republicans don't agree, though. Generally, what's your take about this arbitration rule?
So let's first start with, had Senator Cotton said, look, I've talked to people in Augusta or Searcy or Pine Bluff, and they have a problem with this, then his statement would carry a little more weight. But to just say it was stupid, it just really gives you pause. Past that, I think you really have to look to what it is. I see the framing, and I see that to stop the frivolous lawsuits, and hey, I'm just like everybody else. I tell lawyer jokes until I need one. So I get it. But really what it boils down to is massive fraud occurs. We just saw it with Wells Fargo, and a class action lawsuit is what uncovered that. So basically what you're saying is you're telling someone, hey, single consumer in Arkansas that is getting treated unfairly by a big Wall Street bank, you're not going to get to team up with anybody else that's getting treated the same way. You're going to have to take them on by yourself. And you have a right under the Constitution to join in and do things like this, and for them to just arbitrarily take it away in the slimmest of margins, a tiebreaker vote, and the only response is, well, it was just stupid. That's really frustrating.
Beyond defeating this one particular rule, which Congress has a right to review this rule, even though it's 5 years in the making, beyond defeating this arbitration rule that, as you said, would have allowed consumers to band together in court to sue these financial institutions, Senator Cotton said the agency itself, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, he said it's by nature undemocratic and called for its head, Richard Cordray, to either resign or be fired. Generally, how do you as an Arkansas Democrat view something like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that's sort of an independent regulatory body?
So obviously anytime there are independent regulatory bodies, there are people that fall on both sides of an argument, depending on how a particular ruling or particular regulation affects how they do business. I will say after the financial catastrophe 2009 that led to some of the new regulations and some of these new organizations, there were some things that went too far. In trying to stop Wall Street banks from doing what they did, what occurred, and how they helped lead to that collapse, we have put some restrictions on small local banks and have put consumers in a position where the availability of credit or the ease of banking is not there, and we should really look at those. We should really look at what it's done to Main Street America. But I don't think these attacks are really looking what it does to help Main Street America. They really seem like protections for Wells Fargo and big banks, and you got to really question the motivation there.
Senator Cotton voted against this rule, as did Senator Bozeman, which opponents view, as you just mentioned, is shielding big banks in some way. But he voted while happened to be wearing a tuxedo on the Senate floor. So it's a bit of an odd, unintentional optics, probably on Senator Cotton's part. But Senator Cotton and the Republican Party in general is just so popular, it seems, in Arkansas. I don't think Senator Cotton's nervous by any means that someone snapped a photo of him in a tuxedo voting for this rule. What is an Arkansas Democrat to do?
So let's be honest. It is bad optics to go take a vote that looks like it protects Wall Street banks and while wearing a tux. But, we have those days. There are times when I climb on my combine and I've still got my tie on from the Capitol. So it was an unfortunate picture. And, is he worried about it? Probably not. And it's unfortunate. But there are a lot more important things to worry about than what they were wearing when they did this to hurt consumers.
I've been speaking with Democratic Party of Arkansas Chair Michael John Gray, also state representative out of Augusta. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Jacob. Appreciate it.
I'm Jacob Kaufman. This is KUAR News.